Hello.
Hey, is Nick in by chance?
Yes, so this is Nick. Who's this?
Hey, Nick, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How's your weekend?
Okay, Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. You and I had spoke here, it was about a month and a half ago. We actually had extended an offer right around that time. You'd been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around 250K. Business was kind of slow there at the time. You kind of just said to follow back here in about a month and a half. So I just kind of wanted to retouch to just touch base here with you and just kind of see where things were at with you.
Hey, Carlo, where are you guys located at?
We're actually out in San Diego. We're a private business bank out there.
San
Been in
Diego,
business.
California. And
Correct.
how
Correct.
old is this bank? How old is your bank?
We've been in business for a little over 14 years now. So,
What
kind
do you
of.
guys do? You guys get people, they invest their money in there, then you guys loan that money out and make money off of interest. How does it go?
So we're actually a private business bank, so there's no deposits or anything like that you make with us. We're basically either on the working capital programs, it's just unsecured cash and it's mostly based off of your gross annual sales. So if you're looking for some extra cash flow for like operations, payroll, it's completely unsecured, so you can use it however you like. There's no down payment or collateral that you have to put up for that. And then we also have an equipment financing program that we offer here. If you were looking to bring on anything like that in the near future, we can also help you out there in that situation. I just kind of wanted to see
Okay,
if business had.
Carlo,
Yep.
I got some weird questions, man. I got some weird questions. Can you answer
Hopefully,
them?
hopefully I can. Yeah,
What
fire away.
highways, what are the main highways in San Diego, man? What are their numbers? What are the main highways? Can you tell me that?
I mean, yeah, you got the 78 and the 15 are the ones that I pretty much take every day, and then you got the 5 as well coming back along the coast. That's kind
Okay,
of
what about one more? There's this with a 3-digit. Three
we
digit. Yeah,
yeah. There's
three numbers.
there's an
Eight
the
eight.
80 the 805 is also right there, kind of where we're located.
Five.
It's
Okay,
actually
what's the
the
main military base you guys have there? What's that main military base? The Marines military base.
Camp Pendleton.
No,
Is that
not
the one
Camp
you're?
Pendleton, man. There's a one more. There's a one more.
Oh, jeez.
The Marines. They're usually Marines, and it's a huge. Marmar Way.
Miramar? Is that what you said?
Miramar Way.
Oh,
Yeah,
the
that's
air
on.
base?
Yeah.
Yeah, where Top Gun was filmed at,
Okay,
the
the
one right.
reason I ask you, man, the reason I ask you this stuff, I got too many people. They call me, they're scams and they're frauds.
Oh yeah, no, I totally understand that.
And they're calling me from India, they're calling me from Indonesia, they're calling me from Nigeria, and they're like blah 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 and this and that, and I'm listening to it, then I'm like, where you located at? The guy's like, I'm located in Oklahoma City. I'm like, what highway? What's the main highway in the city it goes through? And the guy goes like, a Highway 15. And I know there's no Highway 15, man. I've been all over the United States. We're in trucking, And that's the
Yeah.
only way we could locate these guys, man. They're just scams, Every call we receive, we get some people, they're good people, they're honest people, they want to do business, they want to help us, they want to make some money, You got to do all that together. And
Yeah.
they can. They're good. And we end up losing them because we think they're fraud.
No, I totally like that screening process there.
That's the only way to find it, man. And the guy was like, hey, I am calling about this and that, and you want to get a loan from me, and I'm this, my name is John Smith. John Smith don't talk like that, man. I'm sure John Smith doesn't have an accent like that, Then you're like, what the heck, man? Get the heck out of there. You're not John Smith. Okay, Kyle, tell me one thing. What are the things you need to go through this process to get a loan? What are the things you need to do?
So us being a private business and kind of the situation that we're in, we're able to make the application process much simpler for business owners like yourself. It's really just three things that we need. It's just a simple one-page application that we send you, your most recent tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we receive that and I can get it to my underwriting department, we usually can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. Once you're
What?
appro-
Oh.
Say that again.
What kind of money you guys like to see on the bank statements for the year to prove a loan for $250,000?
Yeah, so the way the working capital program works is we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So if you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
We make money. We make good money. We bought trucks and stuff, and you know, we gotta pay everybody. And we did about $900,000 last year, man.
Okay. So as far as the capital goes, we'd probably be able to free up anywhere from about, I'd say, probably 90 to 120K. That's probably what we could get you as far as the capital side works. If there was equipment that you were looking to do as well, since that's a separate program, you could qualify for that as well. And we could probably help you out in that department if you were looking to do that. But as far as the capital side would be, it'd probably be in that 90 to 120 range that we could free up for you. Was there anything you were really looking to do here in the near future?
Well, the thing is, we got some other debits and stuff, and we wanted to see, like, you know, if we could consolidate all that together and take one loan from you guys and pay them all off and, you know, then work with you guys.
Yeah. How much was it in loans that you had there?
We have right around about $400,000 right now, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's what I was thinking. How about this? Let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
Send me your application by email. And then we're going to sit and discuss. I'm going to, you know, discuss with my guys that, hey, should we try this or not? I don't know. They're going to say yes or they're going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to listen to them, whatever they say.
Of course.
I cannot do everything myself, okay? And take down my email address, man.
Yeah, is it still HR...
Mohin@yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll put together an email here. It's just going to have what we would need for the application, basically the offer we had extended you, and then we'll have a few more details there for you as well that you can refer to. But as far as the application process does go, if you do get approved, the offer's good for 90 days. So if you kind of just want to see what you can get approved for and just kind of have that knowledge in your back pocket, you can proceed with that and maybe sit on it for a few weeks just to make sure it still makes sense if that was kind of one of your concerns. But I can get this email shot over to you right now. It'll probably be in your box here in the next few minutes. And like I said, yeah, you can just kind of go over that with the other owners and people you have there. And if it makes sense, we can get that application process going for you.
Okay. And another thing, it's going to prove on my company's name and everything, not on my personal name, right?
Correct.
Okay. Send over the application and we'll see again. And we're going to, you know, see how could we do the process. If I get these guys agreed with me, then we'll do it. If they said no to it, then I have to say no. All right?
That's fine. When's maybe a good day for me to follow up with you then?
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you, man.
No worries, Nick. We'll be in touch soon.
All right, buddy. All right, bye.